Nick and I have survived Chicago Craft Beer Week, and you know what? We feel great and ready to get right back out there with some great events this week. What did we do these last 3 weeks, Zoe? What'd you make it to?
Yeah, because, you know, you got a cork popped out, boom, it just flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? What you think it is?
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Rah, rah, rah.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, I'm Nick White.
And if this is your first time listening, shame on you, but welcome.
You're nuts, but we're glad to have you.
Yeah. And if you don't know what the show is, Nick and I get together, we grab a beer, and we chat about all the events we made it to the last week and the ones we're planning on going to this week and some ones that maybe we're not going to make it to, but you should check out. And we have to be drinking local beer.
It's only right, Brad.
Yeah, the Chicago Beer Pass. So we venture into Indiana a little bit and maybe Southern Illinois, but try to keep it Chicago. Yeah. So this week we got some Argus.
Yeah, we're drinking the Jared Payton All American Wheat Ale. Mm-hmm. So I know this is at least the second year they've done this. Man, Argus is down in Pullman on the south side,
yeah,
which was just recognized as a national park by the president.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so they're so you probably see a big influx of commerce and tourism, mm-hmm, and all that jazz down there. I'd say maybe like 7 miles south of downtown, right off the 94.
Cool.
Yeah. So Jared Payton is Walter Payton's son. Mm-hmm. The greatest Chicago Bear of all time, Walter
Whoa.
Payton.
Okay.
love good old number 34, man. So this is American Wheat Ale. The nickname is Sweetness, which is, you know, well, sweetness like wheat, you know, spelled with.
Right. Well, that was his nickname, right?
Yeah, and his nickname was Sweetness. So it's a play on his dad's nickname. So this is a simple, drinkable American Wheat Ale at 5%. Yeah.
And you've been to the Argus, I guess, brewery a few times, right?
Yeah. What's cool is that it actually sits like right off the Metra Electric line, which is a train that's right downtown near Millennium Park.
Okay.
It's that train line. And Argus actually sits in a historic building. It was the old Schlitz horse stable.
Oh, cool.
So there's this two-floor, you know, building that's recognized as a landmark. It's one of the few breweries in America that actually sits on the second floor. Like, the entire brew house is on the second floor.
Uh-huh.
And, like, distribution and all that jazz is in a cooler. Everything's on the first floor. Yeah, but, you know, not to dive really deep into, like, you know, Chicago history, but, you know, like, Schlitz, after the Great Chicago Fire, you know, Schlitz was that guy from Milwaukee that said, oh, that's fucked up. Your city burned down? All your breweries burned down? Oh, well, you know, I've got beer. You want some beer? And then, so Schlitz had Schlitz brought in a ton of beer, and then, you know, he set up shop and he had all these bars that, mm-hmm, you know, he ended up owning over time.
Right.
And that was one of the locations where he kept his horses. Those horses actually built Cottage Grove, which is the main thoroughfare.
The horses, like?
The horses picked up these bricks. No. Those horses, you know, this was pre-cars.
Yeah.
So the horses actually, by carriage or whatever they had, carried the bricks for the workers to build Cottage Grove.
Wow.
Yeah. It's that's a pretty cool space if you go. They do tours like every Saturday. It's actually worth checking out if you get a chance to go down there.
Nice. Yeah, I haven't had their beer in a long time. I guess it's not something I kind of get to. It's not a sexy brewery that I need to be I got to try that new thing. So.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So.
They're family-owned, dad and son team.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool people, man. I saw this and it just brought back a lot of memories of partying with those guys, like, really hard.
Okay.
Yeah. Those are very fun guys, man. Yeah.
So it's a pretty solid beer, like, probably overly carbonated.
Yeah, we had to sit on it for a little bit.
Yeah, it takes a good 5 minutes to pour this out.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're gonna sip on this as we talk about our survival of Chicago Craft Beer Week.
Is it over? Is this week three?
I think it's over. We don't stop because every week is Chicago Craft Beer Week for us.
To an extent, there's some truth in that.
Live every week like Chicago Craft Beer
Live
Week.
Live every week.
Well, what I was back this back half, so I think I had to take the reins, right?
I think Brad carried carried our covers this week, man. Yeah, because you hit a couple of really cool events this week to close out the 11-day bonanza fiasco that is Chicago Craft Beer Week.
One of those I made it to was Bowling with the Brewers.
Right on.
I talk up this event all the time because it's a fun event that nobody goes to.
It's like totally under the radar.
Yeah, there's like 50 people there, and it's mostly brewers and their wives and really close friends.
Yeah.
And it's free bowling. You've had to pay for shoes in the past.
Yeah.
So this time they had shoes covered. Mm. You know, the guild's got a little more money now.
The guild's flexing their muscle.
Yeah.
Like, listen. Shoes included. Yeah, right?
You still got to pay for your own music in the jukebox, and you got to pay for your own drinks.
Okay.
And so this bar only has one craft beer on. It's usually Half Acre, and this time they have the Pony on.
Right on.
So that was fine.
That's a good beer, I can imagine, in like, you know, pitchers, you know?
Yeah. I don't even know if they do pitchers there. They probably don't trust people with their lanes.
Like, you just come get another plastic cup when you're done with that. No pitchers for you.
We're not far. Get up. But this is, it's just a silly time. Everyone ends up not drinking Pony.
Yeah.
And they drink High Life and White Russians.
Yeah, man. The dude drank White Russians from Big Lebowski, yeah. Over the line. That's all I remember John Goodman kept saying. Over the line.
Yeah, so I wonder if that movie didn't happen. Would anyone even drink White Russians anymore? No, probably not.
Probably not. I'm still not even sure what the hell. I want to say it's like Kahlua and milk or something.
Yeah, yeah, basically. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they don't make them very well there. So. But still.
But I do like Miller High Life. That's my go-to. If I go to a bar and the selection is whack, I'm like, listen, just give me a Maker's Mark, a Cuba Ice, and a Miller High Life.
Okay.
It's a champagne of beers. It says it right on the bottle.
All
right.
And so it's a celebration. It was Chicago Craft Beer Week. It's a celebration. So I had a few of those. I think there was a video of PK, Ken, and myself slamming one back on the lanes.
Just keep tasting.
Yeah. And yeah, I felt like it was quieter this year. There's some Goose Islands folks there. Beguile guys were there, of course, because the brewery's right there.
Yeah.
And the sketchbook people were there. Some folks from, is it Old Dog? Oh, man. They're going to get mad if I'm going to have their name messed
Old
up.
Old Dog? Oh, like a Chicago brewery? Or?
Yeah, hold on. Let me look up this name because I know that. I know they listen. They want to come on.
Red Dog? No, Red Dog was at House. Red Dog was at House Club back in like the 1990s. That was a great club, by the way, man. Red Dog. House music all night long at a Red Dog.
Old Bulldog Brewing.
Old Bulldog? No, I don't know about Old Bulldog Brewing.
They're just getting started.
Okay.
And that definitely sounds like they're going to be a name to be recognized. And they want to be on the podcast here at some point. So, you know, if you bring us some beer, more than happy to have you on.
It's a very simple combination.
So this is a great event. And I definitely recommend putting it on your calendar for next year if you can't. If you're looking for something to do Thursday night, free bowling.
Yeah.
Bowling's expensive.
And I'd imagine those are the events that are just like vastly underrated. I mean, because I know brewers and like, or even like people who sell beer or people who just drink beer all the time and document it. Like they really like being around. Brewers like being around other brewers. You know, it's probably a good vibe when those guys get together.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah. It gets silly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also got to try that hop donut.
Who was it, Glazed and Infused?
Right, so every day they were selling a hop donut, basically until they sold out.
It was hop dusted, right?
Yeah.
Like a frosted donut with hop dust on it.
Yeah, and I had it either Thursday afternoon or Friday afternoon, so I think they were getting easier to get as the people who wanted to try them did.
Yeah.
And as the word got out that they were not very good.
Oh, no. So you had a little buzzkill. With the you got the hop donut, you were pretty excited about it.
Yeah, I'm a donut fan.
Absolutely,
I'm a hop fan. Put these together.
It just feels like it would be like you know a 5-star situation.
Yeah, but I just wanted the donut. I felt like the hop kind of made it chalky and just kind of too bitter and didn't balance well with the sweetness.
And that sucks.
Yeah,
you should have put the hop on it, and then just stuck the donut like in a barrel or something.
Yeah, barrel aged donuts.
I don't know.
We made these last year and put them in the barrel. They're all hard. It's stale.
Make sure you dip this in your coffee. Don't just bite into this one.
And then the last thing I made it to was the Wells Park Closing Festival.
Right on. This is the first time. There's a rumor that it's going to rotate from town to town. No, from neighborhood to neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Stay in the same town.
I would say Gary Valentine does not want that.
No?
Well,
so last year the close was West Loop.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which that festival is going to happen here in like 3 weeks.
Yeah, I guess the Chamber of West Loop Commerce decided, hey, it's not over. We're just going to do it ourselves without the guild, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Right? I think they had issues closing down Randolph Street on Memorial Day weekend and just run into that headache. So they moved to Wells Park.
Okay.
But I don't know if they'll move around, because when you move this around, it becomes hard to like figure out the every year.
Logistics probably are a nightmare.
Yeah.
For a new venue, like every year.
Like, what could go wrong?
Yeah.
Do I know where everything is? That, like, where's the Home Depot? Where's the, you know, who's the closest brewery that I can go get stuff from?
Yeah, if I can't tap this firkin, if the spigot pops, what do I do?
Yeah.
Yeah. All kinds of stuff.
But the space was great.
Yeah.
When you walked into the field, you're basically tents all around, and it was like kind of overwhelming. You're like, oh, where do I start? There's all these breweries I don't never heard of or haven't had a chance to try, like Noon Whistle and Gino's Brewing Around the Bend.
This this list of Illinois Craft Brewers Guild breweries is coming in near 100 breweries at this point.
That's nuts. Yeah, there's
tons of options, which is exciting, you know.
Yeah, I heard someone compared this festival to like the early days of the Great Taste.
Okay.
Because there's just so much to try, and you're basically kind of in a park at the Great Taste as well.
Yep.
And so it's before it was going to blow up. So
you almost need a space. If you've got a wide space with, you know, 90 plus breweries, you almost need a strategy prehand, you know, beforehand to really get after it. But I don't know. I try to go to festivals with a strategy. And after like two or three stops, it's all out the window.
Right, because you run into people and they're like, oh, did you try that?
And yeah, everything shifts.
And then
completely.
You start dancing, and then who knows what happens. You're in the park, you might play a pickup game of dodge or kickball. That didn't happen, but I'm saying
like, that
it
sounds awesome.
It could have happened.
I love some kickball. So good party, nice and spread out, easy to get beers, that kind of thing.
Yeah, hardly ever waited in line. There was a line for one brewery at some point, and I was like, why is there a line for that? It was kind of someone I didn't know, or was like, who knows something that I don't know?
Yeah.
But I didn't wait in that. I went next door and got something else. But yeah, I didn't have to wait in line for anything. It was nice and easy to walk around.
Yeah.
No hassles.
For sure. Yeah, man, Wells Park, man.
Yeah, and a beautiful day for it, too. It
was like the perfect day. I was kind of bummed out I couldn't go to that party.
Yeah, I actually saw people with their shirts off.
Take your shirt off!
That's a first for a lot of fests. And they didn't seem like trashed either. They're just like, it's hot, man. I'm outside.
Now, had you had some beers there that you hadn't tried before, or you were just really excited after you drank them?
So I got to try Noon Whistle.
Right on.
They were mentioned, someone shared a link on our Facebook page, like, oh, you guys should check these people out. So did that. Definitely some good stuff. I had a beer from Around the Bend.
Around the Bend.
So they just got their license Thursday.
Oh, right on. Just in time for the Saturday party.
Yeah. And they already had lots of beer. What's up there? How'd you get that beer made so quick?
Now, where are they brewing? Around the Bend.
So they're brewing out of Ale Syndicate space.
Oh, right on.
Which I noticed, Ale Syndicate sign said Ale Syndicate Brewers. Not Ale Syndicate Brewing, not Ale Syndicate Beer, Brewers. So I think they're maybe embracing this collective.
Yeah. I tell you, man, now you got Ale Syndicate, Arcade, and now Around the Bend, all brewing out of the same space.
And maybe somebody else. Though.
Yeah, who knows? It's pretty cool to see like this coalition, you know, and their tanks will never go empty. You know, there will always be beer in those tanks.
True.
Which is where you want to be. I remember talking to the Goose Island guys at the Fulton location, and they were saying they at one point took on like a whole, not a Whole Foods, a Trader Joe's contract,
yeah,
where they were making like the Trader Joe's lager and whatever the hell else Trader Joe's brand beers, yeah, just to keep the tanks full. So it doesn't sound like El Cid is going to have that problem.
No, not at all.
So that's cool.
Uh-huh. And then I talked to Claudia for a bit over at Temperance, mm-hmm, and she's saying, you know, Gatecrasher is like, it's nuts, man. People can't get enough Gatecrasher. Like, she's brewing that like daily or every other day.
Yeah.
Just to keep up. And then the Beechwood came on the cans, that Beechwood with the pineapple.
Yeah, it's like a pineapple gold nail, I think.
Yeah, and that's tasty. She had a little bit of that.
Uh-huh.
So I scored one of those, and yeah, man, that's nuts how well they're doing over there.
Yeah, that's a good beer for a fruit gold nail.
Yeah.
Which it doesn't sound like something you would want, but that's a good beer.
Yeah, because I know I'm not a huge fan of the watermelon wheat.
Is that 21st
Amendment? Yeah.
Yeah, people rave about it.
People go nuts about this beer.
It's over the top with watermelon. It's weird, like, because I had Paletta's, which is the guava beer from Fine Rabbit, and I was kind of upset that there wasn't enough guava in it. But now when we talk about the watermelon wheat, which is, like, very forward with fruit,
yeah,
and you're just kind of like, I don't know.
I guess I don't love the smell of the watermelon when it's in the cans. Yeah. It's on tap, it's a little more enjoyable, but in the cans it's just like, oh, something's not working here, and I don't enjoy this beer.
Yeah, I got up at Lake Effect. Clint from the brewmaster of Lake Effect, he was saying they make like a watermelon summer ale.
Mm-hmm.
And he said it's one of their lowest rated beers, but it's the one at festivals that people drink the most, and it's like at any kind of like summertime fest where there's a tournament, like the barbecue or something,
yeah,
you know, it wins an award, you know, like if there's a competition, yeah.
I guess so. It's just something different and people want something easy drinking.
Yeah.
But I think the pineapple from Temperance is by far way better than the watermelon wheat from 21st Amendment. So if you're looking for something local that's similar, I would go for that.
For sure.
Yeah, that was kind of my week. It was fun. Two big events, kind of almost. It was Friday and or Thursday and Saturday.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
And then lots of barbecuing and hanging out.
Grilling, yeah. Hey, shout out to the Half Acre Beer Company. We heard some crazy tap list going on at their party.
Yeah, we didn't make it to that party, and it sounded nuts. As no surprise.
Yeah.
And so, what was what did you hear? What were the rumors?
I was hearing Barrel Age, Vanilla Dark Lord, and just like a really serious tap list and all kinds of like really good eats from like, you know, some of the more respected, like Publican Quality Meats, I think something like that.
Oh, wow.
And then just like a really killer tap list and a good time to be had at the brewery. And since they're moving breweries, maybe a little more space than usual. Maybe it's not completely full like it was because they're moving.
Because they got rid of most of those tanks in that brewery, and they're going to push out the whole tasting room. And that's going to go all the way back, I think, now, right?
Nice.
And so it's going to be a lot bigger. And I think they need to figure out a way to still brew there so they can sell beer in the store. Because they're having issues where they can't sell Daisy Cutter and whatever else their year-round beers. Because those are brewed at the new location.
Yeah.
So you can't sell stuff that's not brewed at your place.
Oh, like in their to-go shop.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
So it's a weird beer law in Chicago.
Yeah. Yeah, so they're expanding. They're expanding about maybe 2 miles down the road.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a 15-barrel system currently, and then they'll be doing a 30-barrel system down the street.
Yeah. Nice.
So, right on.
That's awesome. Do you make it to anything then?
I went to one event.
Okay.
I went to Gino's East, which is apparently a brewery now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a Chicago staple, you know, deep dish pizza, and they put in a 10-barrel brew system in the space that used to be Lalo's restaurant, and before that it was Michael Jordan's restaurant.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right on LaSalle, like LaSalle and Grant. So this was a cool night. Local option was there.
Nice.
So this was an event where it was a five course dinner with both local option and Gino's East beers.
Okay.
Which was kind of interesting, man. I guess they're bros, you know. So they said, hey, let's do an event together, you know. My favorite part about this was that, well, you got to know a little bit more about the local option guys. Mm-hmm. And what I didn't know was that they're like, hey, man, we're completely independent. You know, we don't have a bunch of investors. It's not like 30 investors like some of these other breweries.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we're like a completely independent operation. And then also all the food that we had from Gino's East, I was expecting like five courses of different kinds of, you know, pizza.
Okay.
You know, like thin and thick. Oh, but it was like, they're like, no, man, we have a very extensive menu and we have a location in Mexico.
What? Okay.
Right. So most of what you're going to have tonight is like from our Mexican menu.
Weird.
Which kind of threw me for a loop, man. It was really good, man. And then,
that's nuts. I wouldn't think going to Gino's, like, all right, going for Chicago style or like some rich pizza here. Mexican pizza, huh?
Yeah, like a lot of Mexican options. So I'll give you, you know, not to go through the whole list, but I'll give you an idea of like you know, like the kind of stuff they had. So like course one was a smoked salmon roll, you know. Course two was fish tacos, you know. Pizza al pastor was course three, like that kind of thing. Chili relleno was the fourth course. Like, and I'm just like, we're at a pizza joint, you know. It was kind of cool. The local option guys were there, and that was probably my favorite part because they said they're doing about 4,000 barrels a year.
Wow, that's a lot more than I thought.
Exactly. Their two biggest counts are Chicago and L.A. Mm-hmm. The third biggest count is New York.
Okay.
Yeah, and then they were sharing a couple other details, man. Deconin, which is like their oak aged lager, is kind of inspired by the artwork on the Deconin is inspired by this really like kind of crazy dog, like, but he's like a show dog. Mm-hmm. So the story behind that is that he's he's actually a dog that used to be a manager of dogs in the Westminster dog competition.
Okay.
Right. Like, so he's telling me this idea for this graphic novel he wants to do. Right. And he's like, hey, you know, every character on our bottles shares a story. Mm-hmm. So there's this dog and he's doing like, you know, like that, you know, he's doing, like, why am I doing that on radio?
I don't know. No one can see what you're doing.
Yeah. Yeah. He's just throwing up the horns.
We got to get our live stream going so people can watch us drink and ramble on.
Right. Yeah, exactly. That would be good. And he's like, I'm like, so what is Deconin? You know, he's like, oh man, you know, Deconin just means like, you know, the boss, kind of essentially, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, he's a trainer for Westminster dogs that turns into he's tired of that. He retires to go become the tour manager for a metal band.
The dog.
The dog.
Okay.
So when you to give you an idea of what this dog looks like.
All right, we got horses building cottage grove and dogs running metal bands.
It was really cool, man. Yeah, and he's walking us through like all these different labels, and you know their beers are really good, man. I would put Exorcist, which is an extra foreign stout, I'd put that up against any non barrel aged local stout.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was really good. So, couple things about the brewery.
Mm-hmm.
So the guy who's brewing there is a really cool guy. He got his training under John Hathen at Siebel, which is one of the co-founders of Siebel.
Right.
They're brewing on a 10-barrel system. He's got experience brewing at Two Brothers as well as Abita.
Okay.
So this is his first like brewmaster role. And what they're going to do is brew all the beer at this location and supply it to the other Gino's East locations. I believe there's three total right now in Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, dude, their lager is the one that people can't get enough of right now.
What do you think of the beer?
Their beer was solid.
Okay.
Like, you know, I went to... I was up in Grand Rapids and Hopcat, which is a bar that turned into a brewery, is producing their own beers now.
Oh, they did. Oh,
yeah. They got like five beers on. I would say it's on par with that. I think, I like their beers.
Okay.
Their beers were solid.
Okay. I tried, I think, the GPA.
The Gino's Pale Ale?
Yeah. At Wells Park. And it was fine.
Yeah, the local option beers, I think, are a little bit more adventurous. But I think local option is like, well, if you go to local option, their tap list is crazy all the time.
For sure.
So you can't just like be a local option beer works and throw on like a pale ale.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
No one's going to want that.
Yeah. So it was an interesting mix of those two types of beers. A couple more things about this event. I got to talk to local option guys about their the rumor is that they're going to convert it into a cafe during the morning hours.
Right. Yeah, we talked about that a while ago.
Yeah, a little bit. So the main two guys are Alexi and Tony, right? Mm-hmm. And Tony's like, yeah. I'm like, dude, there's a rumor that you're going to be a coffee shop basically until 3 o'clock.
I started this. You started this rumor.
We started this rumor. Right. Like, I didn't tell him that.
There's a rumor that I started that you're going to be a coffee shop.
Yeah, but he's like, yeah, man. Yeah, that's exactly what we're doing. You know. So it's going to be a Cafe La Vida.
Okay.
Is the name of the cafe. What they're going to do is have donuts. They're basically going to have Italian donuts. Some of them will be drizzled with like warm Nutella. They're going to put a fryer right in front of the bar. He's like, dude, you're not going to hear any announcements, no press, none of that jazz. You're going to walk by one day and see the open sign on, and you're going to see this fryer, and we're going to open all the windows, and you're going to smell fresh donuts, and you're going to know that we're like, you know.
We're making donuts.
That we're making donuts. You know, which is kind of cool.
Okay.
You know? So he said he was inspired by this this place in New Orleans, where there's this one coffee shop in New Orleans that does like coffee and beignets, and they only make one kind of coffee, right? And they put chicory in their coffee, you know, basically to stretch out the coffee, right?
Yeah.
He's like, they were inspired by that, so they're gonna have one kind of coffee, and that's it. I mean, they'll make it any way you want. You want an espresso, you want a drip, you want a pour over. They'll make it any way you want, but you only get one kind of coffee.
Okay.
Yeah. And it was like they're partnering with Dark Matter again. Dark Matter is a coffee company they partnered with in the past.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, so he's like, yeah, it's an Indian monsoon coffee. So after the monsoons in India, there's these coffee beans that grow. And this is the coffee that they're going with.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Okay.
So
I assume it's like bold and like, I don't know, just like
earthy
rich
and rich.
Like, heavy metal, probably like, I don't know. Explodes in your mouth.
All the above. All the above. Yeah, and they're using their primary filter is going to be a coffee siphon. Have you seen these things?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, so apparently, like, it makes the coffee, and then it kind of brings it back up through the coffee beans and brings it back down, kind of.
Yeah,
like, almost like a distillation, kind of.
It's kind of like a vacuum.
Like a vacuum.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we talked about that with the local option guys.
Cool.
Which is kind of cool. So that was a good trip. Yeah, I know that was a lot, but that's what happened.
Nice. So yeah. Geno's and local option. Man, yeah. I think we had a solid week. I'm surprised we are still here drinking beer, talking about beer after like such a crazy Chicago craft beer week. I think it was a really great one. I think it showcased the city really well.
Yeah.
Even if you may, I felt like maybe there wasn't as much buzz about it this time, but there was more going on than before.
Yeah, there was definitely no shortage of events, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, can't wait till next year. I'm sure some of these bars still have some crazy stuff on tap that you can probably still get your hands on. And you know what? The events don't stop. And
the events never stop.
We got a few more here. Crack open another beer, and let's get into what's on the calendar for this week.
Let's dive right into it, man. So we've got Thursday. Up at Rockwell's is the KBS party. So KBS is up at Founders, Kentucky Breakfast Stout.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they've got a keg of that they're going to put on tap. And then they've got a few cases of the 2015 or 2014, last year's version, in bottles. And then even a smaller allotment of the 13. So you can do a flight 13 through 15 if you want.
Nice.
Of Founders KBS.
That's great. So that's Thursday.
Yeah.
And then Friday, May 29th, over at Fishman's, is Kegs for Kidneys.
Yeah.
And we got a lot of different kegs for. We got kegs for kids, kegs for kidneys, kegs for, I don't know, I feel like there's a dog one too, an animal one, right?
There's
kegs for kittens. So kegs for kittens?
That sounds familiar, oddly enough.
There's probably one.
Yeah.
This is going to have 35 breweries, some rare kegs, some rare bottles, live bands, and man, this just sounds good.
Dude, I've been to that party before. It's in the lot behind Fishman's.
Okay, where the food truck stuff is.
Yeah, where the food truck, they have their own food truck now. And I think it's manned by the Mambique guys now.
Okay.
Yeah, they got like a Wagyu beef food truck. And Yeah, that's a really good party. There's a raffle, there's a silent auction, and I believe, like, you know, the Fishman's crew is run by a husband and wife duo, and one of their nieces was having kidney issues, so they created this event where it's like, hey, all these proceeds go to, like, the National Kidney Foundation.
Right.
And their tablets, they make it a point to have, like, a really good tap list for this. Just, like, all one-off stuff. Like, all the brews you know, but then all the stuff that's not, like, you know, mass-produced.
Right, yeah.
Yeah,
that's which is awesome. Pretty cool. And when you can drink for a cause, that's even better.
Yeah, live bands and all that jazz, man. Mm-hmm. That's actually a really good party.
Yeah.
It's on a Friday night, too.
Yeah, and they're going to have some raffles as well. So just to give you an idea of some of the past year raffles, they included Brooklyn's Black Chocolate Stout 09, they had Black Ops, some Dark Lord, Barrel Aged Dark Lord, Bourbon County Stout, Vanilla, Heady Topper. Man, that's nuts.
And it's a back-to-back party. So tickets to that event are $45 in advance. I think if you pay $50, then you get to come back and do what's called jamming in the lot, which is the same lot the next day. And there's a Lagunitas circus the next day.
A mini circus?
Yeah, like a mini version of the big circus they do.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's like it's basically a 2-day party this weekend. Yeah.
Jace, that's nuts.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time, man. That's right on the northwest side, man. North Milwaukee Avenue.
Uh-huh. Anything else on Friday that you saw?
No, I didn't see anything else on Friday.
I saw another thing on Saturday.
Okay.
May 30th, Sour Beer Fest at Delilah's.
Right on.
So I've been to the Oktoberfest pumpkin one. That's the only one I've ever been to. I know people have gone to the winter one.
Yeah.
And I didn't even realize they did a sour one.
There's a Belgian one. I've been to that one.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Yeah.
And it's pretty low key in there. It's a lot of just bottles on the bar.
Yeah.
It's definitely not that crowded. At least it wasn't for the Oktoberfest one. And you just kind of walk up, you get a ticket, and you ask for a little pour.
Yeah.
And then you could, some beers are maybe two tickets, but most are just one.
Yeah.
And so this is a Saturday, May 30th, kicking off at, I think, like 5 or 6. Oh, sorry. Kicks off at 12, ends at 5.
There you go.
Yeah. So I think it's an afternoon thing because they don't want to disrupt their night drinking on Saturday.
That makes total sense. Atlas Brewing is a couple doors down from there. So is Beermiscuous.
Yeah.
And there's a Geno's East, not the brewery, but just a pizza joint. Right. There's a lot to get into in that little intersection of, like, Lincoln and Diversey, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very cool. So I would recommend checking this out, especially if you're into sour beers.
For sure.
Anything else on the calendar?
One more thing on the calendar. There's Saturday, also Saturday, is Imperial Oak Brewing's anniversary party. So this is their second anniversary.
Now, Imperial Oak, remind me who they are again.
Yeah, Imperial Oak's out in Willow Springs. They are the brewery, Brixie's, which is like one of the oldest breweries in the entire state.
Bars.
One of the oldest bars in the entire state.
And they pinball decided to, there, too.
They got pinball there?
Yeah.
I've actually never been to Brixie's. It's been a bar since 1934. I've never been. Jeez. But I know they...
You got time. I don't think it's going
anywhere. I don't think it's going anywhere. Yeah. They have a brewery now
in
Willow Springs. So that's in Brookfield. The brewery's in Willow Springs. Yeah, and they got their second anniversary party. They got like seven barrel-aged beers. They've got 5 food trucks. They've got 2 bands. They're doing it all day.
Oh, awesome.
Starting at noon on Saturday.
Very cool. So that's, man, so both these kicking off at noon. They're on like opposite ends. You're not going to be able to make it to both properly.
Yeah, and it's good that there's a lot going on because we're finally getting some decent weather. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, everyone's not, you know, kind of like how we got multiple sports teams going at once. You know, you got Cubs, you got Sox. So whatever you're closest to, you can venture out and get into some really cool stuff. Not
jammed into Emporium for a Pipeworks tap takeover.
Man, it goes nuts. I want to hear about whoever went to Emporium because I love Emporium and I really like Pipeworks.
Yeah. But that was at the same time as the Wells Park. So
That's right. Yeah.
But that's all I saw on the calendar. It's a late week. Everyone's like getting it back together after all their events.
You know, it's a holiday. It was a holiday weekend. It was CCBW. Yeah, I think people are kind of slowing down a little bit.
Is American Craft Beer Week, is that coming up?
I think it runs, if it doesn't run parallel, I believe it like overlaps by a little bit. It's like the week before, maybe. It might be. Not sure. The only one we really know for sure is the Chicago one.
That's the only one that matters, right?
There is a national American Craft Beer Week, though.
So how about some beer news? Anything happening in the world of drinking?
We're going to keep it really light on the beer news this week, man. Well, shout out to Finch's Brewing, man. I was there on Saturday, and they're Threadless IPA. They redid the entire recipe. And so I was there at the brewery, and I had it out of the cans. So if you get a chance, try this new Threadless recipe. So it's a showcase of like Cascade and Pacific Jade hops.
Okay.
So I was talking to my buddy Nick, man, who I rarely see. You know, we're getting into how this beer is completely different from the original one, and he really enjoyed it. And then he poured me a few pours, maybe a few more than a few. And I was like, dude, this is a really good beer.
Nice.
You know, so okay. Yeah, revisit that if you can, because it's the red and yellow can with the bird on it. They all have a bird on it.
They all have a bird on it.
Yeah.
And so these cans are in the stores now?
In four packs. In four packs. The tall boys, the 16-ounce cans.
Okay.
They also pour, I don't know where they're going to, where you can find this oatmeal stout that they also had. It's like an experimental oatmeal stout with a black strap molasses. Very smoky and very oaky, very woody.
Okay.
And you get all this, actually kind of refreshing, like really light body, and it's kind of refreshing until it hits the back of your palate, and then you get all these really cool, like earthy notes, which was nice.
Nice.
Yeah, that was good. So shout out to those guys. Also, in the news, man, is a radio station, an FM radio station.
What's that again? Mind us for all these like the youngins that are listening.
Yeah, so it's so the guys behind Maria's
before podcasting,
right? Is FM radio. So there's this crew right in Bridgeport, the Maria's guys. They started Mars Brewing, and then they also have a an art space down the street from Maria's. Oh, but they have a nonprofit. So they applied for a license to start a radio station.
Okay.
Like an FM radio station. So Lumpin' Radio is what it's called. It's 105.5 would be the spot on the dial.
On the dial? When you tune in?
When you tune in. We're using some old language right now, man. Yeah. It's a commercial-free radio station that focuses on curated music and broadcasts for Chicagoans from Chicagoans.
Okay.
You know, artists and you know, organizers and, you know, commentary on issues of the day, that kind of thing. They have a Kickstarter for this project. So they've already raised 20 grand, mm-hmm. and they're trying to raise another 20 grand. The reason I'm bringing it up is because they're doing a pretty nice party on June 15th at Lagunitas on one of the Tuesdays.
Oh, there. Nice. Okay.
So from 5:30 to 8:30, you get $30. You go down there, you try Lagunitas beer, there's some comedy, there's some music, public and quality meats will be there.
Ooh,
and it's all nice. To raise money for this radio station, like a Chicago-only radio station. So hundreds of artists, educators, performers, DJs, musicians, entrepreneurs, you know, it's a, what do you call it? It's like a low-frequency FM station.
Right, so you wouldn't be able to get it probably outside of Chicago because that's the idea, like it won't broadcast very far.
Right. So in 2013, right, 3,000 nonprofits got to apply for these basically for radio stations.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's an effort from the government to kind of shift the way the media covers local events.
Yeah.
Basically.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
So when's our show?
How do we get a spot that's not at like 3 a.m.?
Yeah.
Yeah. How do we get like a primetime beer slot on the show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe a pre-drinking, like you know, before you go out.
Right. It'll be a pre.
At the time we usually record, like this would be perfect. How about like a Tuesday night around like 5 or 6?
You know,
we'll hop on.
We'll call it like the pregame.
Yeah.
You know, and we get on and we do our thing. Yeah.
I'm just saying, if they're listening, or we should reach out to them.
Yeah, this sounds like a cool project, man. It's community-based FM radio. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're saying you know their frequency can hit about. There's 3 million people in Chicago. This will hit about 1.7 people.
Okay.
1.7 million people.
Cool. I say we look into getting on this, helping out.
I second that notion.
They need the voices, I'm sure.
Yeah. Oh, so you can check it out at lumpinradio.com, and there's a Kickstarter running for the next 10 days. They're at about 13.5 grand.
Okay.
13.6. They need 20,000 for it to happen.
Very cool.
So.
Yeah, definitely put that. I'll include a link in the show notes as well. I think that does that for this week's episode. We're almost our Argus beer has finally decarbonated, or we can drink it now.
Yeah, for sure.
So we're gonna finish this up and get out of here. But Nick, where can people get in touch, reach out to you, find you?
Right on, man. Oh, I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRad. And Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter at Chicago Beer Pass. Our Facebook page, /Chicago Beer Pass. We're sharing photos, links to other events that we don't get to mention, maybe things that are coming up in the future that are like not even ready for the podcast yet. And then the website, chicagobeerpass.com. Everything gets posted there. Links to these stories, these events, iTunes where you can subscribe, leave us a review. We love seeing those. Helps get the show out there. More people find it. More people start drinking Chicago beer.
Yeah.
And that'll do it. Take care.
Cheers.